must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, welcome to the Investigative Journal this morning. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and RBN is live again today. They went dark after my show yesterday due to the ice storm, but they're back live today. I just wanted to mention that. I said a long time ago when Pelosi took over as the House Majority Leader that nothing was going to change. It was just a big theater. And I hope you agree with me now, and most people that listen to this show realize that the Democrat and Republican Party are just the same. They're both in the same game, just playing it from different ends of just a big theater. And to illustrate that, Bush again is calling for, and they're going to back this bill, and it will pass. They're going to call for 21,500 more troops to go to Iraq. There's going to be no slowdown in this war. And he also hinted at a conflict with Syria and Iran. So this war has been planned for many, many years, and they are going to escalate it. They're not going to stop it. No matter what you hear out of these candidates, Barack Obama, the same thing. He says the same darn stuff, and you know, wants to placate the American people. But you can bet this Vatican-led war with these traitors in our government, all of them, is going to continue, and kids are going to die. Now, I did show you on my website last week, that's arcticbeacon.com, that Charlie Rangel, here's another one, he's a co-agitator, he's a on the New World Order team, but he plays the role from the side of the liberal from New York, and his job is to make sure that the draft bill gets passed. And he they're going to push for that new draft, the draft bill that basically introduced over a year ago. And he talked last week on Capitol Hill regarding that. So you know that is going to happen. And that's a bill that states that everyone between 18 and 42 will be drafted. There are no deferments this time. Well, that isn't that nice. You know, what about Cheney? What about Bush when they were during the Vietnam War? Ask if they ever served Bush a cushy job in the reserve. He didn't even live up to those those duties. And then you have Cheney with the deferment, many, many more rich. And Rangel's idea is that all should suffer in this war, not just the poor and underprivileged, but we know with a draft bill that the rich somehow escape it. Even if there's no deferments, they'll figure something out. You can bet on that. A couple other stories I wanted to update. Well, let me just say this. I'm going to update a story after the break. But let me say this. I have my first guest. If you know, this whole idea that we're talking about, we've tried to document that at the high levels of our government and at the high levels of religious organizations that many of these people were not following the Constitution, were basically Satan worshipers. Well, you're going to hear from a woman today named Mary, and she's going to go by the name of Mary only, and she's going to tell you how she was taken in by one of these groups over 20 years ago and how they operate, where they operate, some of the top people in these groups, and it's just going to be an incredible story from the eyes of a woman who was taken in by one of these cult groups, and how this is happening more and more and more. It's all related to the stories we've had this week regarding pedophilia. We had Noreen Gosh on yesterday telling about how her son Johnny been stolen and been kidnapped. So we're going to come back, talk to Mary, and go deep into the heart of the Satan groups in America. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Okay, we're back for our first segment of the Investigative Journal, and let's get right to my guest. She's going to go by the name of Mary today to protect herself, and this is an incredible story. Now, let me just give you an idea of what we're going to do today. In many of my other shows, I've tried to show you that at the heart, the core of our government, at the core of our major religious organizations, they have been corrupted. Now, these people have been lying for hundreds of years, and behind the scenes have tried to show through credible sources that people like George W. Bush, George H. Bush, the Pope, other people in high offices in the Jesuit order regarding Father Hans Kolvenbach and others, all are working together. They all tell you that they're God-fearing people, the Pope hiding behind the cloth, Bush hiding behind his government mantle. But really, they're lying to you. They're lying to you about their affiliations, their connections. The real perpetrators are never exposed. And so what we try to do is show you that even at those levels, you know, Bush was a Skull and Bones member, that these guys are basically worshiping Satan. And once you have such a corruption, such a lies, such just utter deception, it's got to be torn down. It's got to be broken down. And that's what we've tried to do. Now, most people, when they talk about cult groups, they think it's just a bunch of crazy people out there worshiping the devil. No, this has been an orchestrated effort to destroy families in America, to take over our children, to basically infiltrate the families. Now, I've documented that through a number of Polish immigrants that I've had on my show who tried to show you that in the old communist scheme of things, the one thing they forgot about was they allowed the families to stay intact. Now, no matter what kind of oppression they tried to do, it still did not change the love for the family members. So what they wanted to do when they came here was to correct their mistakes, what they did in communist Poland and Russia. And their one goal was to create the America, to destroy the families, to create a decadent society. And one of the ways they do it is through many of these occult groups that they basically fund and basically tell you they're trying, that it's just a bunch of crazy people, but basically it's an orchestrated effort. What I'm going to do on the show today is show you how one woman in your own country was taken up by these people, and this started overseas, first in Italy, and then coming here to America, and how it really has destroyed her life. Now, if you multiply this by thousands and thousands of people, you can see what they're trying to do. My guest is Mary. How are you today?
Hi, Greg. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I the best way to do a story like this is to let you tell it and to allow you the opportunity this hour to share with Americans what happened to you. And really, you told me on the phone that the reason you want your story out is so that maybe others can be a little bit more of aware and not so naive like you. So why don't you go back to how this all started, how you got involved in these the Satanist occult group. Go ahead.
Well, actually, Greg, I wasn't taken in by them. I was actually abducted by them. It was never my own will.
Okay.
That agreed to what was happening to me. In fact,
okay.
You're correct. They are very high level and calculating, very intelligent, and very, very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. The people who are behind what's going on the planet today are not the, you know, thugs we see on the street, you know, that, you know, look radical. They're actually, I call them, they masquerade. They masquerade and they infiltrate themselves in positions of power. The particular satanic master that I first encountered was masquerading as a United Nations diplomat. And I actually met him in New York. I was actually in my early 20s, very young, naive, and vulnerable. I was a young woman alone in New York, and again, a product of the broken American family. I was the perfect prey, so to say, because they are predators. They've mastered the occult sciences, so they, I actually have a new name for them. I call them astral terrorists. That's what I refer to these guys, because in actuality, they are a bunch of criminals and thugs, but they're working on different realms as opposed to the physical realm. Actually, they do also work in the physical realm, but they've mastered the spiritual realm. I was first actually put under I remember the point when he hypnotized me.
And you say he was a United Nations diplomat, correct?
Yes, he was. At the time when I met him, he was a United Nations diplomat in New York City,
okay.
Masquerading. But he's European, and the particular group that he's a part of are centered in Europe. It's actually a vampire cult, to be
okay.
quite clear. And they live, basically, they are very sick people in the sense that they get their power by feeding off the power of humans, in which who they consider are nothing more than mere food for them. This is how sick they are, okay? They have mastered the art of taking spiritual possession over people. So they're actually feeding off of our energy, our negative emotions, our sexual energy, whatever, our anger, whatever they can get into, they will feed off of that energy. And this is where they get their one way of getting their power and disrupting our lives in very powerful ways. So I could say, basically, I was taken over first spiritually. My situation is quite extraordinary, different than many people, because many people never actually meet the magicians or the sorcerers or the masters behind what's happening, and they don't know what's happening in their life or why their there's so much destruction and pain and suffering. But in actuality, I was lured to them after, I would approximate about 15 years of being under their psychic control. They basically took over my subconscious mind. So I was no longer operating as myself. My higher will that should be connected to the God power was cut off. you see.
How do they, I guess the best question, how most people would think, well, how would they do this? And how could they take away your free will to maybe get away from these people? What do they do? I mean, can you explain it in terms that even I could understand?
Yeah, I'll do the best I can, because even a lot of it I haven't completely understood yet. As you know, I've only escaped the situation about 7 years ago, and I've been healing, you know, on deep, deep levels of soul healing ever since, and still understanding it till today and how it operates. Well, first of all, he was doing particular types of energy work on me. So I don't know if people are familiar with the chakra system and so forth. But they actually get into your chakras and start to distort. The chakras are a very important part of our spiritual body, and they do affect our physical body. And anyone who understands about yoga or, you know, the system, they'll understand. And they'll actually start to distort and cloud and actually reverse the chakras. So, you know, certain energy centers that are important, like the throat chakra, is very important that it's opened and healthy to keeping us connected with the higher power so that all of our actions are coming from a higher place. For example, from a place of faith, confidence, you know, love. But when that center is distorted and cut off, we're cut off from the God power. So we start to come from a place of fear, greed, all the lower negative emotions. So
and you see a lot of that. You see, well, that, you know, it's really basically something also I believe they do through the media. I mean,
yes,
listen,
there are many levels of getting into us.
And many people now that I speak to are living under a state of fear, constantly
Correct.
Worried when the terrorist attack is coming, constantly fighting, you know, the factor of greed. I mean, everyone
Correct.
Here,
and,
they
well,
put
the
dollar.
The sex chakra, they get into the second chakra, actually. This person was actually working on me, psychic, you know, I call it psychic surgery, working on my chakras to you know, block them, confuse them, and they, you know, hypnosis. Then they used me as a breeder to breed a child for them, and the plan was to really do off with me. But lo and behold, with God's grace, I'm alive with the child. We've been saved. The child's soul has been saved, and we escaped.
And now, you said this guy was, you're different than many, because he was a high grand master magician, right?
He's a high magician, he's a descended master, basically. And yes, I escaped only by the will of God and the grace of God. And they were really pissed off, I'll tell you, because the goal was to really create a little demon child for them, and their plan failed. And I'm alive and now and well to talk about it.
Now, why do you want to tell Americans this story? I know some people will have, you know, are going to have doubts because of the real, you know, most of us live in this kind of world that this stuff is just doesn't exist.
In the movies. No, it's very, it's actually not in the movies. And I'm a living example of that. I want to tell people this and share this really with humanity in the sense that we need to wake up. We need to be aware that there is spiritual warfare going on the planet right now. You know, when that Lacey Peterson story came out on BBC News, they announced that 1 million, because they were suspecting that it was a satanic murder. And it was on the news that 1 million copies of this satanic Bible had sold that year in America alone. It's a movement. Clearly, it is a movement. 1 million copies. I'm not making this up. There's a satanic Bible. 1 million copies sold. I'm one of the few people who've escaped in sound mind and greater strength. So I'm here to talk about it. I want people to know that the key to defeating and being in our glory of this sport, spiritual warfare, and the fight is for our soul. They want our soul. Hello?
Good point. Why don't we leave it right there?
Okay.
Going to take a 3-minute break. Come back with my guest, Mary, and continue her story. If you want to call us in the second half hour, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking.
Okay, I'm talking to Mary, and she's telling a story about how she was taken over by this satanic cult, a high-level grandmaster in Europe. And I shocked a lot of people on this show a long time ago when I recounted an experience I had when I worked in Rome during the 80s as a freelance journalist. I was told a story by a woman who told me she came from an aristocratic family, how she was ushered into the Vatican catacombs and was, as a young child, forced to witness a sacrificing of a young boy in the Vatican. And since then, I've documented a couple other people in this country who experienced the same thing. And what I try to show is that this deception goes to the highest levels of our government, this corruption. And what good is anything? I mean, we can talk for hours and hours and hours about all the problems that are facing our country, and there's hundreds of them. We try to document as many as we can on this show. But one subject that's always very rarely covered is this idea of them wanting to steal your soul, people. Now, what good is life if they try to take away your utter being? I mean, the key to this is to recognize who these evil people are, who their real master is, and then to get rid of them.
That's
because
right.
we And they do everything possible to keep good people away from the truth.
Yeah.
And I really believe that. That's why it's important to hear from American people who have experienced this firsthand. So go ahead. Didn't want to take up your time, but just wanted to lay that groundwork. So continue on with this story. So basically they're trying to take away your soul.
Actually, yes, and they have many techniques of doing that, and like I'm saying, they're high-level occult masters, and they're very, very trained. In fact, they're very advanced in astral travel and, you know, spirit possession and literally taking people over with demonic possession. And I'd actually witnessed some events of when they themselves, when they had me basically under duress, at this time, when they'd lured me to Europe and I had the child with me, it was almost like a Rosemary's Baby, really, the whole plan, agenda. They had an agenda, and it was to get the child. I was a breeder for them, basically.
Okay.
Because they, you know, I have good DNA. They like my energy. I have a lot. They need to use light people. They need the light energy in order to operate, so they'll use it, you know, for whatever.
When you say light people, what do you mean by that?
Beings of the light, pure soul. You know, I'm a being of the light. I'm not a dark soul. So they okay. they actually use the light energy.
Okay.
I don't quite understand it on a deep, deep level, but I do know, like, they couldn't breed a child with another satanic black witch, for example.
Okay.
So kind of like Rosemary's Baby, that movie is quite, I've watched it recently, and it's quite on the mark. Of how it works. So
very interesting why they put it out there, you know.
That's right. And, well, yeah, Polanski does a lot of that kind of stuff. So anyway, the place that they were operating out of, and I'm not going to reveal names now, I'm not quite ready for that, was out of a bar called Nosferatu, which in English means vampires. And, of course, I lived in the East Village, so for me, you know, I didn't quite process that they were real vampires, you know, practicing vampirism, meaning sucking people's soul force out of them. And at the time, as I said, I wasn't fully cognizant as I was under their control and under hypnosis. So, but that pretty much clearly tells you what they were about. And, well, anyway, my purpose in telling the story is not to focus on the horror of it, but is to really put out there on the power side of it, is that there's no power greater than God power. I'm alive today because of grace. And each and every one of us has that power to protect ourselves from these satanic abusers. The key is...
Go ahead.
Yeah, the key is to just be in the light. Be a pure, clean soul. Keep a prayer on your lips, you know, all the time. They managed to prey on me at a time where, you know, I was an empty vessel. I really had no family or spiritual connection to anything, and I was a perfect target. But if you're filled with God consciousness, if people are filled with that, they really can't touch you. And as one great healer, a master light soul told me, said, Mary, if your light is strong, nothing can harm you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, just to add to what you said, as a journalist in these times, what's happened here is everyone's trying, it's the way the culture is moving in this country, they're trying to suck out any possibility of hope, any possibility of good, any possibility that the truth will surface, so that these evil people, and we can, you know, Americans are starting to see it. It's manifesting in the laws being changed in our country. It's manifesting in the type of people that are controlling our country. I mean, just think about their plan to put a guy like George W. Bush in was a very, very orchestrated plan, I believe, to bring down the stature of America and its presidency.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing a role, I believe.
Yeah, well, he's really a puppet of, for example, a puppet of these masters who I met.
Okay.
And their agendas. Oh, yes. And they're preying on the fears. And the one thing, the message I can give for me, do we need to cut off right now?
Yeah, let's cut off.
Okay.
And you give that message. We've got another half hour. But if you want to call us, 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Take me back to school. I need to learn the golden rule. Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time.
Hey, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and the satanic world that we're talking about is a real world that exists, and it's a world that you'd be surprised that the top-level people that are involved in this have tried to document that through people, through events. This week, for example, we talked to a New York police detective who has worked for years on the pedophilia problem, which goes deep into the heart of the Vatican, goes deep into the heart of the highest-level officials in this country. Now, the investigation of the kidnapping of our children has been stalled in New York by the district attorney there, Morgenthau. We've documented that. And this story about pedophilia is similar and is connected to this story that we're talking about today, because the same people are involved. And this is why it's important that these stories be told, because the rest of what's happening to us are all an offshoot. The wars, 9/11, the rest of the things, even the passage of the Patriot Act to take away your constitutional rights, these are well connected. And unless you stop what they're doing at the levels that Mary's telling you about, unless you're aware of it, and the only thing that'll stop it is awareness, we really do not have a chance. And if you don't believe me, let's see what happens in the future if we're not, if we don't come aware. Let me go right to the phones, because I know Marilyn in California wants to say something to you, Mary. Marilyn, you're on the Investigative Journal. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I hear this young lady has escaped the clutches of the satanic cult, but I do hear some questions in her mind about the origin of the satanic cults and who's running them and where the power is coming from. I just want to remind you, it sounds like you may be close to becoming a Christian. I don't know, but the Bible is very clear. In 2 Corinthians 11:13, Paul, in a letter to the Corinthian church, says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." And that is the mechanism by which Satan is deceiving and always has deceived, specifically even the Catholic Church, which I think was his first big push. Back right after Christ died, he started entering into the churches, which Paul started setting up a false religion and clothing himself as an angel of light, as he did to Eve in the garden when he deceived her by saying that, "Don't you know if you eat of the tree, you will be as a god yourself?" He has but a limited time here, and he is going to use, he is a master at deception. I urge you to seek the true God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And be careful about these chakras and all these things you're talking about. These come from false religions. That's all I have to offer, and I'm so glad to hear that you've come out of this.
Yeah, well, thank you for your opinion. And just so you know, there is really no one God. It is an almighty power, a force that's beyond even religion.
Religion
is very limited, and we need to be educated on how our energy centers work, because we have to understand how they're being manipulated by the satanic occult masters at the top.
Well, I hope that...
thank you for your opinion.
You are still being deceived, ma'am, but I'm glad you're away from there.
Well, this is ancient knowledge that predates Christianity by about 6,000 years. So, those scriptures are not false if you start getting into the ancient Buddhist teachings. And it's all one God. So it's the separation and thinking there's only one God is exactly what the Satanists want, because that's what keeps people fighting. Oh, Christ is the God. Oh, it's this God. That's all satanic manipulation. There's only one force.
And, I respect Marilyn's opinion, and I respect yours, Mary, and there are many other opinions on this. But the point that we should make, I believe, too, I think Marilyn said it well. She said, you're on the right road. Marilyn, you're on the right road. I hope I'm on the right road. And whether we really ever in our lifetime are able to comprehend exactly what the higher power is still up for debate. I really believe that. And I really think that you said something really important, Mary, and that is, don't let them divide us our differences about
Correct.
Who really is the higher power.
The right road, Greg, is what I've realized, is just to be in love consciousness. It doesn't really matter what religion you're following or what you believe, but as long as we stay in that higher consciousness of love, which is God. You know, many real leaders, spiritual leaders today say, "My religion is love. That's it."
Yeah.
If we can stay in that level of consciousness, we cannot be touched. And if we keep our own soul and our temple pure and clean and whatever, it is, we also cannot be touched, as long as we're keeping our souls and pures clean, meaning loving our neighbors
and free from fear. On this show, I've always tried to open that up, because good people, like-minded good people who may have slight differences regarding their true faith or whatever, is a real breeding ground for these Satanists, because they love to get people like me into confusion, people like you into confusion, people like Marilyn, who's really a good person, I can hear it over the phone, into confusion and argument.
Well, they will prey on our idealism. If we're too idealistic and fanatic about our own religion, I mean, look at the wars going on in the name of God. The satanic forces love that. They laugh at us when we're fighting in the name of God. They really are. I know. I've met them personally. They are joking on us. And in fact, one of the masters who I met had a picture, a painting of Satan, and it said, "Oh, how I love God." So how sinister is that? Because we're all, humanity's fighting in the name of God, and that's not, you know, what it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, and in any realm, in any discussion, whether it be political, whether it be a legal discussion, whether, for example, let me make the analogy. If you're in a court of law, and I have a law background and a law degree, and if you are in a court case, and you, let's say you are an upstanding lawyer, and there are many in this country, and many people will say, well, no, but there are good people that are even in the legal profession. But what I'm getting at is if you're in a court case and you don't listen carefully to the arguments and understand the arguments of others and to really care about them and to believe in them. I mean, believe in your opponent's case, you may win yours. Because what happens is we get so blocked in our own opinions and everything we do. Whether it be, you can even take it to sport. I mean, you can go anywhere, but when you go into the religious realm, it's very vital to keep an open mind, to allow arguments to come out, to allow people. In fact, the one way you kill these Satanists is to really ask them to talk to you about the truth. Oh, they will just, they will, you know, it is just very funny because they try to confuse you. You can listen, people out there, let me make this point. When you're getting information like this on this show or any other show, any mainstream show, you must use your head. Don't listen and just believe.
That's right.
Question me.
No blind faith.
Please question me. Question. Is Greg telling? Who is he? Where's he from? What's he doing? And do that with everybody, because that's how you're going to get to the truth. Because there are many deceivers out there now in the craziest places you'll never believe. But the only way you find out is by not blindly listening and then taking a stance just because it sounds good.
And Greg, I would like to say, you know, part of the reason why I'm alive and well and not in a mental hospital or not dead or and my son's soul has been saved is really because of my, you know, my good karma, meaning, you know, if I want to talk in Christian terms, because of my good deeds and my strong faith in a higher power, whatever that is, in Jesus, Mary, Saint Michael, whatever. But that's what saved me, really. That is what saved my soul.
And I'm interested. Okay, so this is just a beginning. We're going to spend only an hour today, but I know you want to. We'll talk more and get to specific names and all these things that you want to do slowly. But what I want to get at is,
I do believe they need to be exposed. I do believe that disempowers them. They get their power by secrecy and being underground, but when they're exposed, they don't like being exposed, and they're always hiding out and moving around and trying to be secretive.
Let me just make this analogy so people understand this. This is the exact reason John F. Kennedy was killed. Now, he was killed by these people, and one of the reasons was he made a speech prior to his death, denouncing secret societies in America. He understood what was going on. Then he was considered a heretic by the Pope and killed by his minions in our government, including, with that documentation, I can say honestly that George H.W. Bush is deceiving you again at even the Gerald Ford funeral when he started using that as a bully pulpit to say that any conspiracy theorist that thinks that anybody else outside of Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK is crazy. And the reason is because we have men like Gerald Ford, who was on the Warren Commission and even admitted he lied. So, I mean, we got to come out, and I've had the, you know, documentation that Bush was in Mexico planning this murder. And that's through sources in New York.
Greg, I'll just used to tell you what they're doing also is they find women like me, you know, with a lot of energy. They look for people with a lot of energy and so forth. And actually, when I think about it, I was actually they were offering me to Satan. I was a sacrifice that escaped, thank God. But, you know, because that's how they get more power. They get more power.
So we're going to get into how you escaped in the last segment here.
Okay.
Just briefly, but I want to go to the phones again. We have Gail in Tennessee. You're on the Investigative Journal.
How are you doing today?
Oh, good. Do you have a question or comment for my guest?
Well, probably a little of both.
Okay.
I am the bloodlines of the Doles, which are also the bloodlines directly linking back to the throne of England. You can't even run for president in this country without being part of that lineage of bloodlines.
Yeah.
Now, in reference to Christianity, I think that there is a documentary drama coming out. It's being filmed in France in the chateaus over there. I probably didn't pronounce that right. But it's called Bloodline, Never Fear the Truth.
Okay.
And everyone can go online to www.bloodline-themovie.com and see some of the trailers. And the priors of Zion have come forward. They have evidence to prove that Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene, and they produced offspring together in that union.
I agree.
And they have proof, which will blow the lid off of the Vatican.
Mm.
And they actually have been the keepers of the mummified bodies of Christ and Mary Magdalene. They do know where they are at. The movie will bring this out. It is to be released later on this year. They don't know the exact time. But I would encourage everyone to go to the website and watch the trailers.
Thank you for that comment, because the part of the satanic ritual is to keep women disempowered.
Yes.
And also, something of awareness, part of this satanic agenda is also to keep women in competition with
yes.
each other.
Yes.
And, you know, women need to be more loyal and love each other more and stop stealing each other's husbands.
And the original Christian belief back at 2,000 years ago and before was the matriarchal and patriarchal served together.
That's
and,
right.
And the matriarchal is now, what has the Vatican done to women? Totally just about exiled them from
Correct.
Any type of importantness. And this is how we have this barbaric lifestyle that we've lived now for 2,000 years. Well,
and
women
I'd like
are
to
put
share
down.
That part of this disempowerment and removing of the feminine energy
Absolutely.
From the Vatican is why these priests have gone perverted and started
yes.
molesting little boys.
Absolutely.
Because it's imbalanced with the respect and regard for the feminine energy.
Yes, because yes. you can't have the male masculine without the feminine female.
Correct. It's caused all kinds of, yes. And this
High
is a satanic agenda. Those priests are just victims of the satanic agenda. They don't
Absolutely.
Even know the Satanists are behind it.
Yes. Absolutely.
They don't even know why they're perverted and
uh-uh.
molesting little boys. They're
uh-huh.
again, like I said, they're victims.
Absolutely. There's a lot of victims in this.
That's right.
But hopefully this is going to expose the real players
yes.
that have manipulated
the real
and caused
players
this victimization.
Are the ones I escaped from.
Pardon?
The real players are the ones I've escaped from.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's an amazing part of the story. Gail, stay with me for a minute here until
okay.
we go into break, and then I will get to my other callers after break. But listen, what I'm getting at, this story with Mary is interesting because this group she's with, when she's going to start talking in another interview about these guys, it's a network in Europe and in America,
mm-hmm.
and these were what she considers to be the top of this satanic agenda, and that's very interesting, emanating from the United Nations diplomat.
He's not anymore.
Okay.
I think what a lot of people, Greg, too, don't realize, and there's a lot of good Masons out here and the Freemasons, they're also victims of this.
That's right.
They use their energy and their power for the higher up, the higher you get
That's
within
right.
the inner circle, the more power that they have in this ritualistic demonology type stuff
That's
that
right.
they do.
That's right. Well, what
yeah.
these guys at the top are doing is they're actually demonologists, and
Absolutely.
they are summoning, I've witnessed it actually, and I can describe in detail,
mm-hmm.
and summoning demonic forces for
mm-hmm.
power, and they are behind many of these institutions, just psychically and energetically speaking. I have to tell you, they are, they're doing Satan's work.
I know, but they're unaware of just what the power of their little rituals they do on the small community root, grassroots type organizations in your small communities. Then we go to the higher ups and then the higher and then to the inner circle of this hierarchy. And
right.
in that inner circle is where all the power is done. But they need, it's the pyramid.
That's right.
And they need the power of the little ones to boost the power of their rituals within the big inner circle.
And they keep the little ones ignorant.
Exactly.
That's how they remain being the puppets.
My father is a Mason. And there's a little known fact that most people don't know. We always talk about the Freemasons involving men. There's also the female counterpart to that. They're called Eastern Star.
Yeah.
I was invited to join them. And I said, no, thank you.
Well, I
even
have to
though my
tell
father
you,
is one.
Yeah, the Satanist group that I escaped from, there were actually several high priestess satanic witches involved. They need female energy in order
right.
to do what they do.
And they come and from the Eastern Star sect.
In the last minute here before the break, these groups like the Freemasons, in the groups like the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Hospitallers, all these other groups connected to the church.
Yes.
Everyone, I tell you, if you just look into who they really are at the top levels, and do not allow yourself to be involved with them until you can prove that they are a good group at the top. Now, that could take some time, but that's what I tell everybody that ever gets involved with these groups and then tells me, oh, no, they're just a good organization that helps the Catholic faith. If you don't know what's going on at the top, find out and then
Absolutely.
Make your decision like you did.
Also,
yeah, go ahead.
These Satanists, they will find the good people at the top and they'll target them and start doing their work on them to start to let them be a agent, so to say. And, you know, so a lot of times these groups that can be good, you know, they can shift.
They've infiltrated all of them.
They infiltrate,
yes. Yeah, good point, Gail. Thanks for being with us. Call anytime. We're going to take a short break.
Thanks, Gail.
Great show today, guys.
Okay, I'll get back with my final callers in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and there is a short time left in this hour. It's gone fast with Mary, and I want to mention this. We're going to hold off discussing how she escaped for another interview because I know it'll take longer than 2 or 3 minutes. I've got about 5 minutes left. So in the meantime, we'll go to the phones. Kyle in Massachusetts, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yeah, hi, thank you. I would just like to ask any of you actually, if you can go into detail about the dark activities that take place, and also if there are any more positive stories about, like, more positive things going on, like maybe people getting in touch with a good force or something like that.
Mary, I know you can't get into the real serious details in a few minutes here, but go ahead and make a comment.
But I am a positive story. I'm alive, and I'm singing hallelujah. I'm closer to God than I've ever been in my life. My soul is pure. I'm free. And it's grace. I mean, it was really God's grace. When I get into the story of how I have been freed from this event is a positive story. In the end, that's my message.
Anything else, Kyle?
Pardon?
Anything else, Kyle?
No, nothing else. Just she's not willing to talk about the darker stuff that takes place.
I don't have enough time.
We don't have enough time right now in this next 3 minutes, but what I'll do is, if you keep listening to the show, like I said at the beginning of this segment, she's going to come back and excuse me, get into detail.
Yeah, but the key is the dark side and the light is more powerful. Sorry, Greg. The light is the power, and if we're all in the light, there's no darkness that can touch us.
That's right. I agree with that.
Okay, Kyle, thanks a lot. And call back anytime. And now let's go to New York. John, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just listening to, like, Steve Quayle talk about some of the giants and whatnot wearing these brass rings to hold the spirits and to bring themselves in alliance with this level of plane of existence for control. And being that I'm a whistleblower, I see my children, or especially two of them, having some problems of bad music, as of rebellion, as of non-logic. Is there anything you can do to give me a little advice or heads up to what I can do possibly?
Mary?
Oh, is that for me?
Yeah.
Yes, we need to protect our children. The satanic people want, you know, children are perfect prey because they're so open and vulnerable and impressionable. You know, find a spiritual foundation for them and pray, keep your house pure, try to keep it, you know, as pure as you can, bring them on spiritual pilgrimages, and just fill their souls with God consciousness and love. Bring them to meet saints. There are living saints on the planet now that come to America. One is named Amma, and she's here during the summer months. You know, bring them in every way to get the grace of God, and they'll be free from that. They won't be able to be touched.
Thanks, John. I'm going to quickly get to Lee in Rhode Island. You got about 30 seconds, Lee. Go ahead. Lee?
Hello?
Yeah, Lee,
hello?
You got about 30 seconds. You got about 30
right.
seconds, so go ahead.
What I want to find out is, what does she know about this organization that she's familiar with and all the pedophilia groups in the Catholic Church, especially aimed towards boys?
Real quickly, Mary.
Well, not affiliated with an organization. They were an underground cult operating out of France. Yes?
Go ahead. Okay. Listen, we're running out of time. Lee, thanks for calling. Call back again. We're going to have Mary on again. Mary, I want to thank you so much for being with us, and we'll continue with your story at a later date, okay?
Thanks, Greg. Be well.
Okay, that was Mary. What a good story. Maybe it'll help you. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I've got another great guest coming up, John Daniel. We're going to talk about something, the Lucifer Cassini Project, and much, much more. 800-313-9443.
Can we talk?